everyone, welcome to the Wolfpack Podcast. It's Bianca, and I'm here with your favorite crew.
It's Young Thug Jordan.
It's your boy Matt.
And it's the other Jordan.
Yes, we love to hear that everybody is here. And Matthew thinks he'll be able to leave early, but he won't.
He has another thing coming, that's for sure.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, how's y'all's day? Or week, even? Like, I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been up and down, but honestly, this week has not been horrible. Like, I went in with zero expectations for this week, and it was dece.
It's
been amazing. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, do you want to elaborate?
You should definitely elaborate for our viewers.
Sure. Things are progressing very well with my lady friend.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're listening.
I'm sure she is.
Well, that's very good, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This week's going. It's almost over.
It is.
Almost the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Which means it's another week closer to Halloween.
Yes.
There.
Another day in the life.
How's your day, Bianca? Or week?
I'm actually so glad you asked. I just thought everybody in the podcast listening should know that I look really cute today. And I put a lot of effort into my outfit. Thanks, Matt. I really appreciate that. But yeah, I look great and coordinated. And I hope you know that you looked great today too. Even if you didn't put in your best effort, you still looked great. But I'm doing good.
Good.
Getting homework done, getting tests done.
That makes one of us.
Looking forward to Halloween.
Jordan,
no, we're not talking about the sad grades.
No, honestly, I'm looking forward to Halloween too. So.
Yeah, and speaking of Halloween, kind of getting into the topic for today, Halloween's so close, and a huge aspect of that is the costumes.
Oh yeah.
I love dressing up for Halloween. Legit, one of my favorite activities.
Legit.
Putting together the costumes is almost even more fun than actually getting to wear them. I don't know. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I really like to pick out the pieces individually and put together the costume, like, piece by piece instead of just buying it all as one piece from, like, a store or Amazon or something. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
You should do cosplay. Like, I think that would be right up your alley, honestly, because they love that. And plus, girls can make a lot of money off that, too. Like, all you have to do is just take some photos and then go on the gram.
It's like you're promoting her to start an OnlyFans. This is not where...
I know. We're not promoting
OnlyFans.
Marketing.
that's a different kind of marketing.
Growing an audience.
I know. I've definitely thought about it before, but
OnlyFans?
Cosplay!
OnlyFans. Why not? I'm going to make some money.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Bro.
Cosplay. For anybody who's confused, I've thought about that before.
That's fun though.
Yeah. I don't really have the time or money, but maybe over the summer could be something that I could try out.
It's all fun and games, so you look at your bank account and you're like, god damn.
Honestly,
that
that's
much.
What they say is the worst. Like, they love dressing up and doing all of it, but to, like, be successful, like, you have to put a lot of money into your costume and, like, really, like, flex it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, I mean, those people, though, once they get, like, to that level of success, like, that's their job.
That's what you're
paying
for.
Like, the only thing that they have to do on the side is just work out. Because, like, they just have to, like, maintain the look that they're going for.
Right. But that definitely would be fun. I've always wanted to recreate the costumes that the characters in Just Dance have. Like, did I say that right?
Just Dance.
Just Dance.
Like the video game?
The costumes that they have on the people who dance in Just Dance.
Really?
Their outfits are always so, like, wild and fashionable. And I think it would be so cool to recreate them and then, like, do part of the dance.
That would be kind of fun.
Because there's nobody that really does that. I mean, there's some
That would be something new, honestly. No, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
You buy, like, a black suit?
Nobody steal my idea. No, I don't care. If you have the money, go for it.
Yeah, because I certainly don't.
But don't be surprised when Bianca overtakes your business because she just does it better. Like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not to brag, but like...
Not to brag.
I'd probably be pretty good at it.
She's so
what
rad,
about
y'all.
You guys? Like, your Halloween costumes. Like, how do you like to get them together? Do you guys like dressing up?
I love dressing up, but like, in years past, I definitely, this is the first year I've actually, like, put a lot of effort into making, like, a really cool costume. But in years past, I just, like, bought something. Like, I would usually just, like, buy a mask or something.
That's fair.
Because, like, I think it's fun just, like, disguising yourself. I used to love it when I was younger, too. So I usually always, like, wore something that, like, covered my face. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, went with it.
Right. That's fair.
Oh, I'm very much last minute. Like, I want to come up with something cool, but then I can't decide. And then I just...
Yeah, Matt was a cowboy last year, and he wouldn't even...
He didn't buy
He wouldn't
hat.
Even wear the cowboy hat I offered him. What the fuck is up with that?
He just wore a flannel and, like, boots with a belt.
Yeah, that's cowboy.
Then he didn't even have, like, the big belt buckle. He just, like, had, like, a dress belt.
I know. How dare he not fucking get a horse? Like,
he's legit from Texas, guys.
He literally... You should have just had a boombox on you, like, playing Old Town Road, because that was still relevant at the time.
Oh, my gosh. That song.
Yeah.
It was big last year.
It was.
That's funny, though. No, yeah. Like, what would you say, like, your favorite costume is that you've ever done?
That is a tough question. I actually legit have a notes page in my phone of all the Halloween costumes I've ever worn.
That's kind of fun.
I actually am really excited about my Halloween costume this year. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna be fire. But, I don't know. Give me a moment. I was Marty McFly one year. That was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. That sounded really cool.
Yeah. My dad happened to have an orange puffer jacket. It was, like, perfect.
That's the key. Just an orange puffer jacket.
Yeah, but I look pretty awesome. I was Daphne in my senior year.
Oh, that's fun, too.
And my best friend was Velma. Shout out, Alea.
Shout out.
That was pretty fun. I don't know. It's fun to be... I've been, like, Woody from... Toy Story. I've been Alice from Alice in Wonderland. I've been the...
And you were mad creative.
The rabbit from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
So.
You went for the theme. The Alice in Wonderland theme.
Yeah. But I don't know. I love Halloween. I love all my costumes, but I don't know. I was Belle like 2 or 3 years in a row, and like when I was like 4, 5, and 6 probably. She's the best, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm definitely excited for my costume this year, is what I will say, but...
Are we keeping it under wraps?
Might bring it up later. Oh, but I want to let you guys talk, too. Like, what are some of your fave costumes that you've ever done? Or other maybe costumes that other people have done, too.
I mean, like, I haven't had, like, anything crazy cool. But, like, one of my favorite ones that I did when I was younger, it was a repeat costume. I think I did it in, like, 7th grade and then, like, for my freshman year. But I, like, had, like, an alien morph mask. So it was, like, basically a morph suit, mm-hmm. except just the head part. And I put it on my head and then, like, wore a hoodie and stuff. And then, like, wore gloves and I was an alien in disguise. And it was kind of funny. And, like, I put sunglasses on over it. And I would just, like, look at people, like, all funny. I remember when I first wore it, like, none of my friends knew it was me. Except my one friend. And we just, like, goofed around the entire time because he was wearing a mask, too. He was wearing, like, a pumpkin morph mask. So mm-hmm. he was, like, a pumpkin head. We were just running around having fun.
That sounds like a really good time.
Yeah, it was great.
Jordan, get some words in here.
I don't know. I wasn't really big into Halloween until, like, coming here and then, like, you know, getting our group together. I think it's definitely fun that, like, we dress up in a group. So we should definitely do more of that.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
My favorite, when I was a little kid, I dressed up as a lion.
Aww,
I was
Mackie.
The cutest little lion ever.
Oh, my
was
God.
Definitely not scaring anyone.
He's like,
that's how it is. Like, your parents are just like, this is a great costume. You're wearing this.
Honestly.
I love the photos from it.
For sure, my first costume was like, I was a cow. I was like a little baby cow. And then my mom loved it. My mom, like, hates Halloween, though. Mm. Like, I think she dressed up. She dressed up with my dad one time, but only because they had a Halloween party that they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Morticia Adams,
my
dad was,
Gomez?
Gomez, yeah. And that's a really funny photo. It's, like, funny because they also have, like, the red eye, like, from, like, a flash camera, like, an old flash camera, so they both look freaking creepy.
It adds to the effect.
It does. It adds to the effect.
I think my first costume, I was a cayenne pepper as a baby.
Really? That's kind of fun. That's funny, too.
It's honestly very fitting for how much I like hot sauce, so.
You were raised in the pepper.
Oh, yeah. I legit, as I was growing up, my dad, to let us try hot sauce, he he would put like a little drop on the tip of our finger and we would get to have it, and that would be like a dessert almost.
A dessert.
I don't know when I really got into hot sauce.
Sauce.
Was raised into it. Thanks, Dad.
I just got into it like
coming here
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Because like
I got me like forced it on you.
Yeah, like you two always get hot sauce, so I'm just like
talking about it like it's a drug.
It's just so good. It just adds so much flavor to the food, honestly.
It does.
In ways that like ketchup doesn't. It goes with more stuff. Like ketchup doesn't go with everything. I feel like hot sauce has like way more possibilities.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
But yarg.
But I don't know, do you guys want to talk about
yarg.
your group costume?
Are we keeping them in wraps? Or?
No, we might as well.
It's pretty cool.
Honestly, so obviously, I'm going to guess that everybody's like at least heard of the game Among Us. We were kind of inspired by like a cosplay that we saw online of four people that all dressed up as like the astronauts and were all like geared up. They had their helmets, the space suit, boots, and it was just like a really interesting idea. And I was like, yo, because since me, my girlfriend, and Jordan all play the game, we were like, this is the move, and we're gonna go with this now. And we really have just like gotten down and dirty into getting into this costume, and it's gonna be an interesting product. We'll be sure to post it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the finished results, because they're really going in all in.
Honestly, yeah, because like I still had the last piece of it is coming in next week, and like in the end I was just like, oh my god, this is expensive. Like, not to mention I'm gonna trash it too, because like for one of the aspects of the costume I have to put like fake blood on my suit, and like that's literally just ruining the suit.
Damn.
I like everything else will be fine at least, so I get to still keep my backpack. What else, just like the I haven't really bought anything else besides like that and like some white compression shorts. Funny story, so I wore like, I was, when I was first trying it on, I was wearing neon green underwear, and I was like, oh, thank the Lord I tried this on, because like very, very obvious. And I was like, that would have been awkward.
That would have been pretty awesome, honestly.
No, that would have been a flex.
You just get dressed and then you just get dressed, ready to go out, and then you look down, you're like,
Well, it's like,
hey, you guys are looking at me.
Well, the thing is like, if it was that see-through that like you could see the underwear, it's like there's no way that I'm not just gonna like freeball it. Like, hell no.
Go commando.
Literally, that, like, I'm nervous I'm gonna be cold. That's my one thing. I'm nervous I'm gonna be cold. You good?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Of me going commando really makes you laugh,
though. Oh, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, Matthew from last year, where he rode up his shorts.
Oh, we're not talking about that one.
It's emblazed in my mind every day.
Every day I wake up, it's just there. And just like...
One of those memories that you put in like the delete like folder, but it just keeps restoring itself like a virus.
Oh my god. It's something.
It's definitely something.
I should learn that. That would be a hot costume right there. Just dress up as Matt and then just wear that pair of shorts and just hike it up.
Yeah. Oh, hike up the short shorts.
We should all be Matthew Oval for 1 year.
And then get like a banana and just shove it right in the crotch.
Jesus Christ.
Needless to say, we saw more than what we wanted during that day.
Packing.
How'd we even dress up like Matthew?
Basketball shorts, shirt, his hockey.
I feel like Matthew wears sweatpants a lot.
I do.
He's wearing it right now.
I feel like joggers. Me and him have the exact same hair type. Yeah. I could literally just get a haircut, and I could probably do his look instantly.
Oh, for sure.
Got skinnier arms, though.
Jordan's gonna have to get those gains.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Exactly.
You don't even know, bro.
Okay, well, I guess I'll tell you guys what my costume is.
I guess I'll tell you.
I guess. I'm going to be a ringmaster of, like, a circus, and I'm really excited because I finally have all the pieces for the costume, and
all the pieces
of I costume am going to look together. Fire.
No, that's going to be pretty good.
Do you have an elephant as well?
No.
That'd be so cool. It's like,
oh, a lion would be pretty cool.
Dress up, like if I had dress like up your cats yeah. as lions.
Ah, oh my god.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Honestly, that'd be really funny.
I miss them. I hope my mom and Emmett dress the cats up, honestly.
As animals. My dog is being a pumpkin.
As little vampires? Can you imagine putting little capes on
them? Honestly, that would probably be the easiest one to do, because cats, like, they're not here for it. Like, dogs, you, most of the time you can put them in stuff and they're just, like, indifferent.
Yeah, the little costumes where, like, it falls down in front of them and it looks like they're just a little tiny person running around.
That's so funny, yeah. Like, they have a Yoda costume for that. Like, how it has, like, oh in front God. Of them. I love that.
For the dogs, right? You guys ever seen the UPS ones where, like, little hands holding a package? It's great.
Yes, those are so funny.
So cute.
See if I can pull up the picture of my dog. Yeah, here's the one that my sister took of my dog. She's being a... Oh, no, she's being Nemo.
Oh.
She's being a clownfish.
How have cute. You seen my son?
There's my son.
Oh, and my sibling, Emmett, is being a clown to kind of go with the circus theme. Oh,
nice. So.
It's going to be pretty cool.
I'll have to dress up to be a clown.
Aha!
I don't know what you're going to be, but... You should get on that. Emmett, help mom with costume, please.
I know me and Jordan can relate living the clown life every day.
Oh, absolutely. Every day I wake up.
Every day. Every day I wake up. No need for makeup. I just laugh uncontrollably at the wall.
At the wall.
Matt, I'm assuming you're going to pick your costume October 30th?
Probably. Probably.
He's like,
I haven't planned it
yet. He's going to go to Spirit Halloween, and all they're going to have left is like...
Tutus and
sexy
tiaras.
Maid.
Yeah, a sexy
maid.
Either like a sexy maid, or they always have like that really racist like Indian princess one. Like, and he'll just like wear a dress. They're doing a lot of that
maybe
on TikTok right now, like guys wearing like girl costumes just like to see how freaking tight it is on them.
Gender bender.
Gender bender.
Be a nun though, you know.
You could be a nun.
Oh,
be a nun. I might.
It makes me so uncomfortable when I see the sexy nun costume.
Yeah, it's just like
I'm like.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how I feel about that.
My lower half is just confused right now. It's even worse is like when they have like a boyfriend and he's just dressed up as a sexy priest, and like that's just a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just a whole other thing.
Cute like couples costume.
Cute's
guys, did you hear what Becky and Jared are dressing up as? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Shut the fuck up, Tiffany. Not cute.
That is not cute. What a joke. What an absolute joke.
Oh my gosh. I miss trick-or-treating though.
Like, me too.
For real? Free
like,
candy?
Because right now, that's my biggest deal with like this costume that we're putting so much work into. It's like, how, like, with trick-or-treating, you could always show it off.
Right.
It was always, like, I can, like, go show it off. Or, like,
yes.
And then when you got a little bit older in, like, middle school and high school, you had, like, Halloween dances and stuff you could go to. And it was, like, you were still flexing. And then now we're in college. It's, like, what do we do now?
Right.
Because, like, we're in that uncomfortable age that we can't really, okay, well, we could go out to bars, but, like, will we?
Yeah, it's, like, last year at least you could go, like, to parties and stuff so people could see your costume, but now this year
coronavirus,
like, how am I gonna show off my costume to everyone? I don't know. That's but it was so fun to go trick-or-treating, especially in the busy neighborhoods where you're like, oh yeah, everyone's gonna see me and my best friend, like, we got this night.
Like
best.
The rich neighborhoods when you know they get the king size bars.
Oh my gosh. We would always drive specifically to my aunt's house before the trick or treating really started, because she was the house that had like the big ass candy bars, and she would let us take like two. It was great.
Well, Auntie, if you want to put some aside for me, hit Bianca up.
Yeah, she probably still does it. I mean, I don't know now with COVID.
Your trick-or-treating experience was probably totally different from mine, too, because, like, you're, like, in the city and have houses everywhere. Like, for me, I had, like, my neighborhood and one next to me.
Yeah.
And, like, if I wanted to go to a big neighborhood, we had to, like, leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah, it definitely depended. Like, it was definitely not very busy on the street my mom lives on, but in Kenmore in the Elmwood Village, that was pretty fun and full of people.
That's gotta be busy.
I don't know, it's...
Nowadays, it's so different because, like, I feel like there's just no kids that go out anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
I know. My parents will say that literally two people came to their house.
Exactly.
And I'm
like,
what do you mean?
Like, what are they doing now?
There should be no candy left in this bowl. No temptations for me. Like,
I know. Like, it's just weird. It's just so weird because I remember, like, when I was a kid, it just seemed like there was there was like so many people that would go out. It was constant. Like that was early, or like just the 2000s to like 2010. But like by 2010, like you were basically like getting up there in terms of like age.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's just like why not?
Right. And I feel like even more than that, like you so look forward to Halloween as a kid because you know it's just that one day that you're gonna get to dress up, show off, get candy, possibly hang out with friends, have a party.
Yeah.
And now in college, it's just kind of like you put it together a few weeks before you have Halloween where you just dress up three times in a row to get drunk three times in a row, and then
you get murdered.
You move on.
I definitely you get murdered.
You get murdered. Halloween. That's why I'm not working Halloween.
Honestly, that'd be so funny.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I might be working Saturday on Halloween.
Good luck to you.
Now I think about it, I didn't even think about
peace.
It.
Peace and all good.
Matt just realized, he's like, oh no.
Oh no.
Are you scheduled?
I don't know.
Because like,
this
like
past weekend, I was scheduled every single day.
Okay,
on the weekend.
You're gonna have no business. Like, honestly, if all places to work, you're gonna have nothing.
Yeah, if it comes to you, then you're like, do you have candy to give out? That's probably about it. If you're
candy
lucky.
Candy and alcohol, that's all you're gonna be doing. Just like, that's your stuff. That's
yeah,
what you're selling.
I'm gonna be selling.
You better check all of my D's, boy.
And maybe, mm-hmm. like, one drunk chick, like, comes in, like, looking for, frickin', what are they called? What are those, like, things? Like, they're, like, the little hostess things. Twinkie. She just comes in for a Twinkie and then leaves.
It took him so long. You saw his thought process? He was just like, hostess. Sponge things? Twinkie. That's the name of it.
Those are gross.
What?
Do you like Twinkies?
Twinkies are amazing.
No.
What do you mean, no? They're pretty good.
I like the zebra cakes a lot more, honestly.
That.
What?
Is where
over
is
Twinkies?
That. Yes.
Zebra cakes are
they have
top
the freaking
tier.
They have the frosting layer on top of the cake
it's like
layer, and then there's a cream layer in the inside.
Or solid sugar, what should I say?
I would rather eat cosmic brownies, though.
Ew. Okay, that's...
What do you mean, ew?
Cosmic brownies literally look like... They don't call them cosmic for nothing. Like, those things might cause a nuclear explosion.
Those are so good, though.
We're breaking up, Jordan.
All right. So good.
You heard it here, folks. Jordan and I are breaking
up. Nutty Buddies, you know those like wafers with the peanut butter and stuff?
Oh,
I've heard
the
of
chocolate
them.
Covering.
Yeah.
Those are good.
I thought they were called Nutter Butters.
No, those are the little tiny cookies with the peanut butter.
Oh, gotcha.
No.
That was a good,
my favorite thing was like when you came to the house that bought like one of those like party packs that have like every variety of Skittles, every variety of Starburst, and like there was some other type of candy in there, but like it was just loaded, and you were like, I could have anything. And then you, like, grab that one, like, unique variant of Skittle that you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. What is there? So there's original,
tropical,
sour, dark. Orchard.
Orchard?
Yeah. They have orchard.
I
orchard
knew it was tropical
Skittles.
And original.
He's just making them
up.
They're not. I swear to God, that is 100% a thing.
Dark orchard?
Wild berry? That's
apple
the purple
tree,
one.
Okay.
Orange citrus?
No, Orchard was one like
Galaxy.
The newer. I remember Dark was like a weird one because I remember there was a lot of commercials for it during the Halloween season, and they were like, "We're going dark this year." Like Skittles, like trying to be dramatic, and in actuality, like they were just like, just new flavors of Skittle. They tasted good. Like they weren't good or bad, but they're definitely better than the originals.
Yeah.
What is this, Call of Duty?
Most of the variants are better though.
I like the Reese's pumpkins. I don't know what it is, but I feel like when the Reese's are in a different shape, they taste
better. That's what I've heard.
Better.
I had someone in my class the other day say the exact same thing. He was like, yeah, I like Reese's, but like I love the shaped ones. Like I love the eggs and the pumpkins.
Yes, and the little
Christmas
trees.
I think it has to do with the fact that there's probably more peanut butter in them than in the regular ones.
Probably.
Because
and they're thicker, too.
There's more space, yeah, for
they're
more peanut
as,
butter.
They're
thin as...
Yeah. There's the pumpkins, the Christmas trees, and the eggs for Easter. Dang.
Yeah, they are better. Can't explain it.
I love Reese's. I used to ask every year for the big 2-pound Reese's.
Ooh.
And I would always get them because my mom would always have a business trip in New York City, and she would always get them from the Hershey store.
That's fun.
I forgot we had a Hershey store.
I would eat them.
We?
Yes.
I forgot
New York City
had a Hershey
native.
Store.
You.
He speaks for all of New York City.
She said New York City.
Yeah.
My boy.
You don't have
it. Where do you think I'm from?
You own it?
It's
you
a
own
figure
store?
Of speech, bro.
You own the store.
You're thinking, oh my God.
Matthew, we're breaking up too. Jordan, we can get back together now.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I remember one
Damn,
year.
That's so cool that you own it.
Matthew.
Sorry, go ahead, Monica.
I remember trick or treating when I was younger. Just the funniest things that people give out sometimes. There's this one lady who was literally giving out tennis balls or something else. And I was
like,
I mean, I'll take the tennis
ball. And like
ball,
later on in
why?
Life, you're like, you realize. Yeah, and then later on in life, you're like, they definitely forgot to buy candy.
Yeah.
Love it. Like when you would go, I had like the neighborhood that was behind mine didn't get like a lot of people. And I literally went to this one house and they were like, oh. Yeah, I don't have any. Like, let's see if I can. Like, they go in the back and then they just like come back with like a $5 bill and they're like, "Here you go." And I was like, "Nice." Then
oh
I
my
left.
God.
Money's always the best, though.
Honestly, my
or
favorite
like when
thing.
They mess up and drop a 10, you just run away with it.
Were you one of those kids that would
maybe?
Like, bro, I didn't get there. You honestly, of all people, it most likely is you though.
I'm hurt.
Like they kind of like they have the bowl out, of course, and it mm-hmm. says take one.
Oh.
Yes. They just leave it there.
Nope.
Take one.
I live in New York City. You didn't leave
gone.
The bowl out? That bowl's going to be gone, too.
Oh, yeah. Can't yeah. do shit like that in New York City, I bet.
Yeah, well, take the whole bag.
No.
I love
oh,
that.
My God.
The best one was convenience stores. When you just went in, and they're like, which one you want? And they just grab a handful and just threw it in the thing.
You would go on a kid, they would give you free candy?
Yeah.
They go, what do you want? They're already grabbing random candies before you tell them what you want. They're like,
grab
you
like a bunch of cigarettes to the bag.
Oh my God.
Here you go, buddy. Welcome to the club.
Mommy, look.
Oh yeah, for me
bro,
too.
That was always so weird. Do you remember that they used to have like those sugar cigarettes? Have you ever had one of those?
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
I like those.
They literally got freaking banned. Because like
Nuh-uh.
They got banned. They don't produce those anymore because
what?
Kids like, because like parents, Karen came out and was just like, nah, my kid can't be smoking. My mom literally hated those things. And I was just like, smoking away. I'm just like, I don't know, mom, I'm just a gangster.
I didn't choose the thug life.
We got Young Thug Jordan over here.
They don't call me Young Thug Jordan.
You guys ever had like the wax candies where you like you have to like bite off the tip of it to like get the juice on the inside?
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God! You guys,
why did you have
the
to
wax
say it like
oh
that?
Oh my God! I gotta show
like,
you.
They have like the wax lips.
What, you talking about like a juicy drop pop or something?
Juicy drop pop.
That's the most white boy answer to that.
I've never had one of those.
Juicy drop pop.
Oh my God, you were so.
But
good.
I've never heard of it too. So, awesome.
Of course, it's sold on a website called nuts.com.
That's because you
weren't.
Nuts. These things.
Oh, the bottle.
Yeah.
Here, wait.
Okay, exit out.
Here, I got your free shipping.
Oh, I don't want free shipping. That one.
No. Oh!
I've never had those.
Yes,
I've seen those things.
I've never had
one. It's so good.
I never had those. I always like would see them in the stores and be like, that looks fucking gross.
It's called, there's an actual name for that.
What?
Nick. And what?
Nickel nip.
For you guys watching on YouTube, I'll post a picture.
I've never had that in my life.
I'm gonna get a pack now. You make me just want to get a pack.
Oh my God.
What's inside it though? It's just juice.
Yeah, it's like juice.
It'd be the juice boy.
The juice boy.
One Halloween, I twisted my wrist. And I fractured it.
Damn, really?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the story. So
what happened was...
I was dressed up as a 60s chick, mm-hmm. and I had tall-ass gold go-go boots with my costume.
Just
I
broke
looked
your ankle.
I won first place for the 60s chick category in the costume contest, because there was like six of us dressed
like,
up like that.
You were like, that's right, bitches.
Yeah, but... Oh, and we all had, I forgot about this. This was like fifth grade. We all had to do like a mini skit to go with our costume. So I like pretended that I had a time machine in the basement and I'd come back in time. People like asking me questions about it. I don't know the confidence that I had in that moment, but good
Murder.
For her, honestly.
There you go.
Anyway.
You're like, guys, I just ran into Elvis. It was like crazy.
But so we were trick-or-treating and I knew we were getting to a house that had king-size candy bars. So I like ran up the stairs before Emmett and my other friend to get one first, and I grabbed it really quick. And then I turned around really fast and fell down every single
That is such a Bianca
thing. I landed on my wrist because I didn't want to fall on my face. And then I fractured it. I didn't even get a cool cast. I didn't even break it.
You just got like one of those.
I just fractured it. So I just got the freaking wrap around it. So it wasn't even like cool enough.
Sign my pity cast. That literally though, that like... I loved that when like people would just like get a cast and be like, here, like sign my pity cast. Literally, they're just like,
look at it, it's neon pink.
Look, I hurt myself.
My little sister had a purple cast. I forgot what she did. She's clumsy as hell.
Just woke up and just like tried to stand and just broke her leg.
She had an arm one.
Oh, an arm one.
Yeah.
Same scenario. Wakes up, just breaks arm. She's just like, takes a deep breath in, arms.
Jesus Christ.
That'd be so horrible if that's how it worked. Like, your just bones would just randomly just, like, snap from, like, the stress one day.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
It'd be like that sometimes, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny, though, Bianca.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the S-tier candy item for, like, me when I was younger is, like, everybody loved the king-size Kit Kat bars that they would send. But, like... You guys know I don't like chocolate, so
chocolate.
I was like, I became the master like barterer. Like all my chocolate items like were always traded for something better. Like, and the king side like Kit Kats, like that's two like whole packs of Skittles right there. Ooh. I was like, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I don't take originals. I only take variety packs.
Yeah, I forgot about trading. After trick-or-treating with friends, we would all just sit down, lay like all our candy on the floor, and just like, them. Okay,
and suddenly,
what are your offers? Because I'm getting all your Reese's, whether you like it or not. All right, that was my goal.
Then my sister would sometimes just give me stuff for free, and I'd be like, what's your plan? what do you want from me?
And they're like, nothing. And then 2 hours later, they're like, oh, I noticed you haven't touched this candy yet.
Like, that was, like, what psyched me out, though, because she legitimately just, like, didn't like a certain type of candy. She's like, please, just take it. Because, like, I don't even want to make a trade for this.
Damn. Hmm.
What if, like, she really, because, like, there was one of those non-chocolate candies that she really liked or didn't like. It might be, I think it was Smarties that she just, like, she could care less.
She didn't like Smarties?
I don't think it's that she doesn't like Smarties. I think she was just like, nah.
Smarties were the best. Bro, you can eat them in like 5 seconds. You just go pop
right
in.
You just snort them.
That's what I was about to say. There was always that one kid in our class that was like, did you know you can get high off this? And then like oh. I was like, geez, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. I can't remember what it was, but like there was that one kid, like you know that kid. Mm-hmm. That kid. In the class that like said that thing, and I was like, I had already known, because like we've always been like pretend to, but like this kid legitimately like snorted up like 4 crushed Smarties into his and it's just like, oh no. And then like smacked the desk and just booked it out of the room. I was like wow, that was an experience.
Oh my gosh,
what a guy.
What a time.
Sometimes I wonder where he is today.
What's that kid up to?
There's kids in high school, senior year of high school, that are snorting Smarties for fun.
I feel like that.
What?
My God.
Sometimes the intelligence level just doesn't change from like middle school to high school. Like they just stay the exact same.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Matt, I'm kind of curious. What were Halloweens like for you at your high school? Because it was like all guys, so.
Everybody dressed up as
Halloween. No one really cared. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared
about
Halloween. I kind of was about that.
I imagine like. If, like, there's always gonna be, like, some person that dresses up, and then everybody's gonna be, like, nice costume dipshit.
Yeah.
that's what it sounds like.
Honestly, at a public school, it was kind of a different feel, because a lot of people would dress up. But then, like, the thing that always bothered me was, like, a lot of people would just, like, come in wearing, like, a onesie. Like, there was this one dude that, like, came in, like, wearing a great... He was, like, a massive dude, by the way. He was, like, 6'3". He came in just wearing, like, an extra large Grinch onesie. And I'm, like... It was just weird. It was just weird. And a lot of people did the same thing. And the onesie was always, like, so crusty, too. Like, it would always, like, smell funny. Like,
I don't like that.
There was, like, a variety of costumes. I think I most of the time I dressed up. Honestly, we had when we did Spirit Week, that's when I dressed up the most because.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, that kind of brings up another thing. Do you know how hard it is to freaking acquire a Wario and, like, Waluigi hat? So, like, you know how they have the, like, Mario and Luigi, like, sets that you get the hat, gloves, mustache?
Yeah.
Wario and Waluigi, they have them. Impossible to find. Like, go on Amazon. I swear, like, Waluigi is, like, $55 for a pack.
55?
It's nuts.
What?
Now I bet it's even higher because it's Halloween time.
Right, yeah. It's halfway through the month.
Because, you know, marketing, but... Luigi.
Yeah. I know one year I was a freaking... I did this weird costume where I was half goth, half girly. So I literally did half makeup on one side of my face and half makeup on the other side. And then did, like, half clothes on both sides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know. One stuff is...
There's a lot of... So I just tried to pull it up, and there's, like, a lot of people that, like... It's just a bunch of pull-ups of, like, overalls. Why are there so many overalls? I can't even find the party pack that I was looking for now. That thing, that, it's just ridiculous. The pricing, honestly, for Halloween costumes is a ripoff.
It is.
It's, like, they're the cheapest things in the world. You go to your, like, Party City, and you're like, I'm gonna be Captain America this year for Halloween. You get, like, your stuffed face fake muscles.
$60.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, $60. And it's, like, wear it once, never wore it again. Actually, I wore that one twice.
Yeah, that's why it's more fun to, like, get the pieces individually, because then you can bet on wearing at least parts of the costume again.
Yeah.
If you just get that full-ass, full bodysuit, it's like...
Next year I'll just be an astronaut again.
He's gonna walk around to class in, like, my astronaut suit.
I'm thinking about it. And then just, like, not taking off the helmet and be like, this is a mask. Like, this is a face covering.
I mean, technically, it's a whole head covering, so...
Big yeah, brain
like,
tactics.
You'd be like, hold on, I gotta take a drink.
Mask Singer style, where you, like, wait to take it off.
You're
like,
you're
like,
busting
it. Take the music.
It
take it off.
If y'all watch Masked Singer, sound off
those,
below.
Those costumes are sound so off. Extra. I love those.
They were
honestly,
so good,
though,
too.
Some of them are really good.
Yeah.
They could. Like,
I'm trying to think. There's a... Oh, somebody's the Sun this season. Legit the Sun.
I haven't seen.
Her costume is great.
I haven't seen this season.
I haven't. I don't really watch it regularly, to be totally honest. But I love it when I do watch it.
Yeah.
Also, side note, The Bachelorette started. I still have yet to watch the first episode, but...
I really want to watch it.
Yeah.
Is she, like, have
she's
you heard
like,
any rumors? Is she good this year?
She's 39.
Okay.
Which is cool. Good for her. It's going to be me when I'm
39.
There's going to
be a lot of, like, young guys thirsting for her.
I hope so, honestly. Like, if I were on that show, I'd be like, yes, work for it, bitch. Like, I've waited my whole life.
Can you imagine just, like, Matt being on there and being like, yo, you're a MILF.
Honestly.
Voted off. First episode.
And then he doesn't send a camera. Yeah.
She's just like, I just don't think this is working. Or she does the really savage where they walk into the room with all the guys. Matt, I need to talk to you now. And everyone's like, ooh.
You see security on the sidelines.
And all the guys are just like, yeah, he's fucked.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, gotta watch that. Let us know if you watch that. Maybe we'll... do a mini podcast about that where Matt
watch
and I talk
party.
About it.
Yeah, you guys are the ones. You're the reigning
expert. I really
want
to watch it.
Yeah. We need to wait for Mel too, though. And Emma, if she got the time.
Maybe on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
That'd be
sorry,
fun.
I just like sharing our plans with you guys, if you don't mind.
So now we're just going to share our schedule for the week.
But I don't know, like,
well,
what do you think we're going to do for... Halloween this year? Do you like? I don't even know.
I think we're just gonna walk around campus.
I couldn't tell you. Like, I wouldn't mind just like do a hanging out, social distance somewhere. Like,
yeah,
maybe going to a restaurant and just being like, Halloween, yay!
Just yeah. Walking with our helmets.
Taking. I know we're gonna take photos at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Going to the Skeller could be kind of fun.
We could go to the Skeller.
Like later at night. But earlier in the day, we could, like, go out somewhere, take pics, get food.
Yeah.
Show
Follow
off.
Final show.
I'm going to go take an ammo on call, just see a big-ass astronaut coming out the ambulance. I'm here, I'm ready
what
to help.
What seems to be going on, boys, is, like, the person that's dying, like, is, like, you'll be looking sus. And then one of the freaking EMS guys just, like, it's like, you're right, just gets the AED and just shocks you.
Yeah, but I don't know. If y'all are planning on going out, just be safe about it. Like,
be smart.
I know it's really tough, especially on holidays, to resist, like, having a good time with your friends, showing off your costume, and kind of getting a little tipsy.
The key is just to, like, wear a costume that requires you wear a mask.
Yeah.
And then just, like, boom.
And honestly, that might be a perk of Halloween with masks and COVID, honestly.
Oh my gosh, yeah, for sure. We're going to be so set.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck are they going to say to you? Oh, you can't wear a mask? Like, no.
Right. No, I really can.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like in high school, so many times, it was like, you can't wear this mask because it prevents you from seeing and it's dangerous or something. But now it's like you wear a mask and it's like, you're going to tell me to take my mask off?
Really? Try it.
Go ahead.
I dare you.
This would be the year to flex at high school and just be like, listen, I forgot my mask at home. This is all I got. I got this helmet.
Yeah.
They can provide you
and
with
the teacher's
surgical.
Like, I have a box of masks.
Yep.
They fucking yeet across the room.
You
had a box of masks. It seems the only option is for me to wear this helmet. You're just like, that'd be so funny. We just like walk around like classrooms, just like really slowly, like in slow motion, like we're on the moon.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna be like the kid from Wonder who just walks around with an astronaut helmet.
That movie's so cute.
That's it is a really
movie.
Good movie.
Great movie, great book.
Highly recommend. We'll have to do a podcast about movies in the future.
Yeah.
Just multiple podcasts on different movies, honestly. Because movies.
When movie analysis.
Top tier. I just saw The Notebook. Kind of cried. You know.
You just
Thanks
saw The
Bianca.
Notebook?
Yeah.
Right, the Bianca. Cry every time.
That was a good movie.
I cry every night.
Yeah, I was freaking sobbing behind him. Jordan just hears me go. He turns around so slowly. I was like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me, Jordan. I'm dying.
Yeah. But if you guys would want, like, mini podcasts where maybe it's not necessarily all of us just talking for maybe 20, 30 minutes about one super specific topic, let us know, because we're always open to suggestions. It'd be kind of fun to get out, like, little mini ones in between our longer podcasts where we all kind of get together.
I mean, eventually we're probably going to get to the point where we actually, like, record our podcasts. Like, and we obviously, so we're working on that phone project, and it could be as easy as that, just, like, to get some footage of us just talking.
What do you mean? Oh,
like,
film
just
that.
Getting actually, like, footage of
Sorry,
us just,
I was
like,
so
talking.
Confused. Yeah. I was like, we already do the
No, like, instead of just, like, audio, we could have, like, the film on the side.
Right, and then we actually have video for the YouTube channel.
Faux show?
Yeah, and that's coming up. Maybe next semester, or, like, later.
Definitely more, once we have some more time to develop, and it'll be way easier once COVID restrictions are lifted.
Yeah.
Or lessened, at least.
If, hopefully.
Next semester, possibly. I can't say, like, I'm not optimistic, but who knows?
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you guys have any final thoughts on costumes, Halloween, or just the fall season in general?
I don't know. You just gotta make the most of it. Like, this has been, I think the reason I've really gone out all out this year is because I really needed something to, like, focus my time into.
Yeah.
And just be like, all right, we're gonna do this, since, like, I don't really have a lot more I can do. I gotta do something else constructive and fun.
Yeah.
Because, like, just, like, occupies you.
Especially to do it with a group. Like, you know that you guys are going to be out together.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, I've always wanted to do a group costume like that, so that'll be really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a good distraction. Because you know the end product is going to be so worth it.
For sure. For sure.
What about you, Jordan?
No, I mean, I agree. Just got to be safe, you know? If you go out for Halloween, don't do anything stupid. Try and practice social distancing. Cut as much candy as you can.
Yeah. And trade for the good stuff. Don't settle.
If you have a sibling, take all their candy.
At what point, like, because I feel like, and like when you're younger, it becomes candy. In middle school, like, you're looking like to try and like get cozy with like a girl, and then by college, you just want butt, like you just want ass. like you saw, like you got your sexy leopard outfit on, like you're ready.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, damn, your costume looks so good. She's like, thanks. The next,
like,
snap is want a bone.
Literally, like, she's like, oh my god, like, literally wearing like two nipple pasties and like a leopard print, like, thong and being like, my costume took me a lot of time this year, guys.
Okay, Carole Baskin, you have fun with that.
Oh, my God.
That'd be the weirdest
it's,
Carole
it's
Baskin
It's so sad, but honestly, I feel like that is literally how so many girls dress up. And not even necessarily because they want to, just because that's, like, that's how you have to dress to get the attention, because I feel like now the attention only comes from dressing sexy, you know?
The bottle disagrees.
Bianca, I'm just going to call you Butterfingers from now on.
Not.
It just reminds me of that scene. Isn't it, like, from Mean Girls, like, where she dresses up? What does she dress up as? She dresses up as, like, something. Like,
oh, like a mouse?
No, like, or she dresses up as something, like, really just, like, an actual costume. She's like, I'm a vampire. Like,
oh,
what does she dress up
no,
as?
No, there's, like, she's like, duh, I'm a mouse. And
oh,
she's
yeah.
literally got gray lingerie on. Like,
yeah,
that's
and
her
she
costume.
Has, like, the ears. But, like,
plus a pair of mouse
what does Lindsay
ears.
Lohan have on, though? That she has, like, an actual costume.
Oh,
on.
She was a full-on, like, killer bride or something.
Yeah.
Imagine going to go buy a wedding dress.
And a guy is like, you look scary. And she's like, it's Halloween.
Oh, no, yeah, look. She's freaking dressed up as a, like, a bride, like a zombie bride.
Yeah.
Look at you. Like, look at that.
The teeth do it.
They purposely did that, though.
It's teeth for me.
It's
oh, yeah.
Teeth for me.
Oh, yeah, it's some, whatever her name is from Mamma Mia. That's dressed up. I'm a mouse.
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
It's not even gray, too. She's literally wearing a black dress with a silver belt.
I love it.
Gretchen with her latex bodysuit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta be sexy, ladies. It's okay. Rock your bod.
And for all the guys out there, sometimes you just have to go out not wearing a shirt and just be like, I'm a sexy man for Halloween. And be like, oh, wait, that's not a costume. It's just me. Ah!
Confident. Or you can be like me and watch Netflix and be lonely and cozy in your room.
Watch Netflix, eat ice cream and cry.
Yes, all of the above.
Sorry guys, Matthew's in a call and he's being very disrespectful.
Just decides to answer his phone in the middle of a podcast.
Oh my lord, the disrespect. But
yeah, but I don't know. I'm pretty excited for Halloween despite the circumstances. I think it'll still be really fun no matter what. And like Jordan said, just be safe. And yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a
what?
Hope y'all have a good Halloween.
Do you guys have any funny Halloween stories?
No.
I mean, fracturing my wrist was a pretty...
No, that was pretty solid.
Pretty good one, but...
I have two that I can think of that are, like, kind of funny.
Oh, tell.
The first one happened when I was, like, really, really young. I was dressed up as Peter Pan, who was, like, my favorite, like, Disney person when I was younger. I'm on...
Green tights?
Hell yeah, brother.
Absolutely.
Honestly, I was so small, though, like, it didn't matter. Like, when you're that small, like, you're wearing tights, it's just, like, you're wearing pants. But I had, like, this little foam dagger, and when we went up to one of the houses, and a dog came trucking out, I stabbed that little shit with the dagger. He wasn't little, though. He was big, so it was, like, funny, because like, he was bigger than me, and I'm like, yeah.
Wait, how old were you?
Like, really young.
Oh,
I was, like, this,
I was imagining, like, 17-year-old stabbing a tiny-ass
I was, like, 8. And that thing was, like, geez, what the hell was that thing?
I was imagining, like, 5 or 6.
A German Shepherd? Like, hell no. A
little baby Jordan. Yeah!
The dog just looks at you,
like... It really wasn't even more of a stab. As more of it was, like, a slap on the face, and it was, like, ooh.
Oh my god.
And then my second one is, when me and my friend went out for Halloween, he was, like, wearing this mask. He was wearing, I think, a clown mask. For some reason, like, it was condensing the water from his breath, like, insanely quick. Mm. And, like, I think he was sweaty, too. But, like, literally every, like, minute, this kid literally would just, like, open his mask and flip it out and just like, a thing of his, water would come out of the mask.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, ew. Probably one of the most legendary moments of all time.
It's great.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Halloween was a great time.
Truly.
I only really hung out with like my friends on a Halloween when I was in fourth grade. That was a top tier costume. I was a gladiator. Oh my gosh. That was like one of the only like spirit Halloween costumes that was like actually worth its money. Mm-hmm. I swear, like that thing, like the helmet that came with it was just like top tier. Like the helmet is what made it like good, because it was like a latex kind of helmet, but it had like a really cool look to it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing was is it was really funny because I was wearing my underwear like just under the costume, like no like shorts or anything. And when we went in their car, I was like, geez, feeling kind of breezy, doesn't it? And then I looked down and I'm like, thank the Lord it was dark, because my whole lower half was just like out. And like I was like, this is really embarrassing, because like there was like a lot of like girls that I was like semi interested in the car.
Dang.
And I was like, ooh.
Oh no.
Had your whole underwear out, bro.
God, look, yeah, I had the tighty whities on, my dude. Not quite. Actually, it. I'm pretty sure I was just wearing like some like black pair, just like some random pair.
Mm.
But
funny. Is that your cover up story?
Oh yeah, that's my cover up. My cover up is I wasn't wearing anything. I'm kidding. That would be so weird. Can you imagine? No, I don't think I. No. I'm not even gonna go there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have too many more stories. Just.
I don't really have like my Halloween experience has been really good though.
Yeah.
Like I've never had really a bad Halloween. I wouldn't say it's like my favorite holiday, but it's definitely up there. Like in terms of just like the creativity, it's definitely gotten like, it's kind of like Christmas in the same way of just like, it kind of loses its magic a little bit when you get older.
Yeah.
But like, you gotta make the most of it. Kind of do your own thing. Give yours, like, once you like let your, it have the magic, like, you'll get there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'll ever not dress up. Like.
For sure.
I feel like I'm always gonna try to dress up, because.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Just like, just do something fun.
Exactly.
I should have been John F. Kennedy for Halloween. But specifically the clone high,
yeah,
John F. Kennedy.
I know, I was thinking there's probably gonna be,
I could totally pull that off too.
There's probably gonna be people dressing up as them. That would be a good group costume, honestly.
That
to
would
be the main characters from the show.
Can it be Gandhi?
Wait.
I'll get a bald cap.
Get a bald cap and just like oh
get
my
a
God.
Spray tan.
Low key though, your facial hair kind of like does what his is. Like, all you would have to do is kind of, like, shave the stubble besides, like, the mustache goatee, and then you would immediately just put on glasses and you're Gandhi.
Yeah. Matt would be Abe.
Of course.
100%.
Of course.
You know what?
I'll be JFK.
Yes.
I'm just gonna put, like, I would put, like, pillows in my butt.
Yes. And I'll be Joan.
You can be the most relatable character in the show. Easily.
You know what?
I don't want to be Cleo.
I
want to
be Cleopatra now.
I literally... No, I... Cleo makes my head hurt every single time I watch that show, but Abe makes my head hurt more.
Yeah.
Yes.
But honestly, the resemblance is uncanny.
Oh, absolutely. That's my dad.
Yeah, that would be a pretty fun group costume. And easy, honestly. If you just go to a thrift store, literally find all the items you need.
Oh, JFK's costume would be so easy. You just have to find a rugby shirt. Mm-hmm. Just have to find like a red
and then just
rug.
Jeans or khakis.
Or yeah, khakis and just like and I don't even set. Know what he wears on his feet. Just like brown dress shoes, maybe.
Probably.
Like I feel like the most like thing that you would have to worry about the most, just like your hair. Your
right.
hair, and you'd have to like fake the physique too, like
right.
of just like the unnaturally
like
large
wait.
Butt and crotch.
Yeah.
Have you noticed like he like they animated him with a bulge.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god.
They even pointed out in the theme song when they say like sexy teens in the song,
yeah.
they fucking close in on his crotch.
Close in on Cleo's boobs and John F. Kennedy's crotch.
Oh my gosh.
JFK's crotch.
Yeah, that's a good group costume though. I don't know. There's so many costumes that I feel like are easy and fun.
That would have been a really fun one. If I had thought of that, I would, like, highly consider doing that.
Yeah.
Because it would have been much cheaper than what I did. But honestly, I'm happy with what I did. Because I think that'll be fun. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
My plan is to go incognito out and about and just, like, pretend like I'm being creepy. Because that's fun. That's the best part of Halloween. Just people not knowing who you are.
You're the imposter.
Being the imposter. No, like, my costume is supposed to be the imposter, though. The thing is, on campus, though, like, I'm not about to get like a gun, like one of like a fake like toy gun,
right?
Because like then like it just feels like it just takes the costume too far.
Yeah.
Like just add the blood stains and then like, boom, you're an imposter.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, if y'all are listening, let us know if you're gonna dress up, what you're gonna dress up as, or maybe ideas for other people who are being.
We could put a poll out on the Instagram page.
Yeah.
We could.
It's gonna go out later on.
Yeah.
Wolfpack Podcast 23.
There you go, baby.
Follow it on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube.
Follow us on
like
YouTube.
Our podcast on Spotify.
Wherever podcasts are available, you will find us.
Yeah, we have a link tree now. So,
yes.
You tap that link, you find us everywhere.
Everywhere. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
Then you check out Anchor. Hashtag sponsored.
Yeah, if you guys want to go support, if you like what we're doing, go to Anchor and...
Anchor has all of our media alts like grouped together, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, that's honestly the place to
it's
go.
It's super efficient.
Super effective.
Super.
Join Anchor.
Join Anchor. Oh, did it not?
Got really
close. Let me try that again.
ASMR Bianca beginning.
Join Anchor. I don't know if you guys heard that, but...
I was, like, really tempted to just scream after you did that so that people would have turned up their volume to hear your voice and then just, like, get their ears blasted out.
Big rip.
Big rip.
But thanks for listening the whole way through. If you did, please go support us. Please go support Anchor. And please have a fun and safe Halloween. You'll definitely hear from us before we reach October 31st. But this is kind of a getting you in the spooky Halloween mood for the past two episodes.
We continue to bring amazing content to the table, so you have no reason not to like, subscribe, follow.
Yeah.
All of the above.
And Matthew's got our topic next week, but he's off doing his own thing right now, so.
Right, Matthew? No, it doesn't even, like...
Doesn't respond.
So I guess we'll,
I'll do my Matthew impression. Hold on. When we do our outro.
Okay. But yeah, we'll hear from him soon, and then you'll hear from all of us after that.
Heck yeah.
But this is Bianca signing out.
This is Jordan.
Oh, this is Jordan.
Oh, he spoke.
He tuned back in.
Bye.
And this is Jordan. See you guys later.
Bye, y'all.
Have a good one, guys.